I just want to quickly review now some of the selling points and the objections that you might have to respond to when you're selling safety one-on-one. And I'm just going to give some of my experience, what I've observed, and how it's worked for me. One of the first objections when you're talking to owners and managers is they don't have time for extensive safety programs. And the thing is that safety one-on-one requires less time than standard safety programs, because you're not taking workers away from their work to give them training off the clock, more or less. You're training them in the process of working. And that is an incredible time saver. The other thing is that time spent on safety pays itself back, because you're not taking people to the doctor, you're not losing their productivity. And if it's a company that has issues with frequency and severity, they're losing a lot of time just due to dealing with injuries. So time in training, time and time lost due to injury, those are both savings that they make when they implement the safety one-on-one program. Another objection, possible fear, is money. What does it cost me? And it doesn't cost them anything up front, because you're providing it as a value-added service included in the insurance premium. The other thing already noted, if they train employees in the act of working, they're saving money rather than shutting down an entire department and training them on the clock. And again, if they don't lose the worker productivity, they're saving even more time and money. Another objection might be they don't have adequate in-house safety skill or expertise, and the simplicity of this program would refute that. You can argue to them that if they use the safety one-on-one forms with your guidance, they will become more skilled at managing safety, from the crew leader to the safety manager, at all points in between. You can be introducing pretty sophisticated concepts as they gain skills with the forms and you work with them. Those are concepts you'll be introduced to in subsequent trainings, but gaining skill and expertise is something that is incorporated into the safety one-on-one program. Employees don't listen. It's not our fault. They just don't listen. This is possibly true, but it's often the case not that they're not listening, but it's how you're telling them what to do and how to do it. And with a more sophisticated learning approach, understanding adult behavior and adult learning concepts, you can argue that they're going to get that listening, that the accountability that's built into the program will facilitate transfer, which is what we call when you train and then the skills actually are applied to the job. And safety one-on-one enhances transfer, and that's reflected in the fact that they weren't listening because you weren't telling them in the right way. Now you are, now they're hearing, and now they're doing. Cal OSHA. You may mention Cal OSHA, and we're not going to address that particularly in this training, but I will say that you cannot have too much documentation of safety for Cal OSHA. And all of the documentation that's accumulated by the safety one-on-one program can be shown to Cal OSHA as an affirmative implementation of the injury and illness prevention program. So although we're not going to address the specifics of Cal OSHA requirements now, we will in the future, and you will see how documentation is key, and safety one-on-one provides documentation. Finally, you need to sell yourself. Often safety programs lose momentum. Companies have some injuries, they implement some policies, they have some success, and then it peters out. They forget about it. It falls off the radar. Production is more important than safety. And so your role as the producer at the top of the ladder of accountability, working with the safety manager to make sure that the momentum continues, is key to the success of the program, and you need to sell yourself and your role that you'll be there for them in that respect. Also, and now we're going to go up to the leading indicator data, Leading indicator data is data that is preventative. Leading indicator data is documentation of the activities that are built into safety one-on-one. And if you look at this representation on the PDF, you see the green. Those are all safety one-on-one activities, and every one of them is a leading indicator activity. Lagging indicators are XMOD, loss runs, things that you look at after the fact that are used to calculate premium. The leading indicators, which is what you need to be selling back to the underwriters, are those things that are actually lowering the frequency and lowering the severity in the moment. And those are the activities that are built into the safety one-on-one program. And in a subsequent page, you're going to see a letter that describes how those work to an underwriter. So these are some of the selling points and responses that you might keep in mind and work on when you're introducing safety one-on-one.